Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio.
In a world permeated by barbecue websites under the control of tyrannical administrators, there was one man, a one-man army, who allowed his members to speak out, give their input, and make the website what it is today. The man, Greg Rempe. The website, thebarbecuecentral.com. The Barbecue Centralites demanded more. They wanted to hear him interviewing the top names in the barbecue industry, and they wanted to call in their questions live on the air. Once again, he came through and made the rest of the barbecue websites on the net his. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio with your host, Greg Rempe.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? A very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. I am smack dab in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your host, Greg Rempe. And this, oh yes, my friends, this is the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio. Thank you very much for taking the time to tune in. Happy to have you. And welcome to the mastery that is the Barbecue Central Show. Perhaps you already know what you want to talk about. You've been bumping around the Barbecue Central Forum. Let me give you the contact information to get a hold of me. Phone number to call in at 216-220-0966. Or you can drop me an email, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. All right, so here's how the show is going to set up tonight. Segment one, we are wide open. I did have a guest scheduled. I'll get to that here in a second as far as what happened with that. So in any event, if there's something that you have heard on a previous show, you would like to talk about it, go ahead and give me a call or send me an email. Give me your thoughts. For example, thoughts on any previous guest that I have interviewed. Secondly, hold on, 1 second here. All right. Just getting an email that perhaps I'm off the air at 9:05. Nevertheless, I continue on. Thoughts for any previous guests that I have had that I have interviewed in the past shows. Also, the Is Barbecue a Sport debate from a few weeks ago. The Searing in the Juices being a lie, if you would like to weigh in on the Searing in the Juices. You can do that, or perhaps there is something you would like to bring up that hasn't been talked about yet. Feel free again to call in 216-220-0966 or email bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. All right, segment one. Again, I was supposed to have, at this point, an interview with a guy named Fred Perkle, or also known as Shotgun Fred. He is the guy that founded a great company and a guy that I've actually been looking to talk to for quite some time, and that was planning to go out well, but then he, along with the other guys on the Barbecue Guru competition team, were in Maryland at the Pork in the Park, and unfortunately, Shotgun Fred did suffer a stroke during the competition, so he was actually taken to the hospital. I did get an email from Bob Trudnick, who was also part of the Guru team and the company, and this is what his email said to me, and I quote, "Shotgun Fred is doing well considering what happened. The stroke on Friday morning was caused by blood pressure, and he had two blood vessels break in his brain. Thank God they were not bad enough to where the doctors had to perform surgery. They're currently trying to stabilize his blood pressure, and then they can move him from Salisbury to Abington Hospital back here in Pennsylvania. The good news is that he is showing progress of movement, and feeling on his left side. Shotgun is or has always been a fighter. We need everybody's prayers to help him along. And he said he would keep me up to date, close quote. And that is, again, from Bob Trudnick. So just wanted to update anybody that might have been wondering what was happening with Fred. I know I made a post on my barbecue forum. Nevertheless, we will head over to the phone. Looks like we got a phone call here, so we'll see what's weighing in. We go to area code 941. This is Barbecue Central Show. Name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Greg. My name is Dan, and I'm calling from Wachula, Florida.
Dan from Wachula.
I'm a first-time caller, but an all-time griller.
Hi, Daddy!
And a barbecuer.
All right.
Greg, we tried to call, actually I didn't. We tried to call in a couple of weeks ago when you had that whole thing going on about whether, oh, I don't know, it's barbecue, whether it was a sport or what it was.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Actually, I just brought that up a second ago, asking for people if they wanted to weigh in on that, since my first segment is wide open. Is that something you'd like to weigh in on, Dan?
Actually, yeah. And plus, I'd like to say that we're looking at your picture here tonight.
Yes.
And you are a good looking man. Okay. So we don't know whether it's a sport.
Okay.
We don't know if it's a sport or not. But we're a little troubled because, Greg, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right.
Just bear with me.
Go ahead.
When we talk about a sport, we're talking about something that involves a ball or balls. But anyway, like if it's a real sport, you might use terms like home run or par if it's golf, or touchdown if it's what they play with the hands.
Now, Dan, you did. I'm going to interrupt. You said par if it's golf. Now, you personally are considering golf a sport?
Well, it does have a ball.
Okay. Boxing doesn't have a ball.
Boxing isn't a sport, but I love to watch it. Anyway, so getting back to barbecuing and grilling, we like that pork butt rub. I like that. You also mentioned pork.
Dan, pork. Are you for real?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Pork butt, whole packer, and test your meat. I don't know if it's a sport.
Who's we? You keep mentioning we like you want to say somebody. Do you want to give somebody some love out there?
Yeah, my cat Weasel.
All right.
We're here together.
Props to Weasel.
Yeah. Thank you, and we also want to give a shout out to our friends.
All right, we're gonna stop shouting out. Just go ahead and continue your thought, Dan. Let's go.
Okay. Sorry. Well, anyway, the thing I wanted to mention was I thought you were being very unfair to jockeys.
I'm sorry, jockeys? Weren't you just making a point about competition barbecue and if it was a sport or not?
I was going to say wood.
All right.
Anyway, jockeys. You said jockeys. They only eat four penises?
Peanuts. Peanuts.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess this is where I break into my... it's a griller. Okay, so, well, I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for nothing. All right. I don't know exactly what the hell that was. Dan, you're welcome for letting me keep you on the show for as long as I did. And I thought you were, you know, I was giving you a little room to hang yourself there. I appreciate you calling in. I thought you were going to actually try and attempt to make some type of thought, some type of point as far as barbecue competition being a sport is concerned or not. To be honest, you were all over the place. I'm sorry. And then, of course, you dropped the word penis on my show. This is a, you know, family-oriented show. I'm not uptight, prude as far as language is concerned, but you know, eventually maybe I'd want to see this thing on the radio at some point. So, you know, dropping the word penis for no apparent reason, I can't have that. We move on. Segment two, I'll be interviewing barbecue legend Byron Chisholm of Butt Rub. And I'm sure Dan is reveling hearing me say butt rub. Segment three, wide open as well. So what we can possibly do, depending on how our interview is going with Byron, if it seems to be going well and we're going to be running up against a time clock, we might extend him out. Or if he has to go, he has to go. And then, of course, we can open it up call-wise to you guys. Get your thoughts about the interview that I have with Byron. Get your thoughts about anything else. If you want to email in and run smack on Dan for calling in, I'm more than happy to read email smack on other callers. Nothing better than having our own police, our own. That's what it's about here in the Barbecue Central. The Centralites. Dan is now a Centralite. So very good. Thanks for calling in, Dan. But again, let's... As I always say, if you're going to call in, let's have a solid barbecue take. Let's bring the level, the knowledge base of the show up. And I don't know if that really happened on your end, Dan. I don't know if it really did or not. But, you know, work on the take a little bit better, you know, hone what you want to say a little bit better, script it down on a piece of paper, and that way you can regurgitate it back to me over the air so you can hear yourself on air, and so can Weasel, your cat. And maybe you make it through a call next time. That's all goals. We all have things that we want to shoot for. Dan, you want to shoot for trying to make it through a call next time. That's my challenge to you. Step it up, Dan. Step it up, Centralites. Right, I'm going to get out now so I can have room for Byron Chisholm next segment. If you have something you want to talk about, it's 216-220-0966. It's also bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Coming up next, an interview with Byron Chisholm. Hang on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey, smell my pets. Yeah, come on, smell my pets. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back because D-Dogs is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant.
The Stainless Steel Guru Pitminder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky, or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Now, back to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Barbecue Central Radio on BBSTalkRadio.com. Thanks for having me. In case you missed the first segment, you missed an epic call by Dan. So you can loop back to the archives if you are so inclined at a later date to get that call. Certainly going to be an all-timer for sure. As promised, my next guest has been on the barbecue competition circuit for the past 10 years. He has finished in the top 10 team of the year standings for the KCBS the last 7 years running, last 2 years snagging second runner-up honors in 97, started selling his now famous butt rub, and the rest is history. He's appeared on a number of television shows to include the Barbecue Challenge shows that aired first on the Outdoor Life Network, and then most recently on the Versus Network. Of course, I'm talking about living legend Byron Chisholm. Byron, thanks for taking the time out to join me tonight. How are you?
I wasn't sure you were talking about me when you said the living legend part. I was talking about, no, I'm just kidding. No, that's very flattering. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. So you kind of had an interesting journey into the world of barbecue, maybe not like how some of the other guys had. You graduated from college in the early 90s with a marketing communications degree, but your heart was more or less into cooking. So in 94, you attend the prestigious Culinary Institute of America, and then somehow barbecue mixes into that whole scenario. So why don't you tell us about how that happened?
It is kind of an odd set of circumstances, but it's finally starting to make sense. I think the moral of the story is I've always followed my heart, and the worst part was when I was in college. I was just I wasn't a scholar, so I was right away. I was out of place. I love the social life of it all, but I just didn't have a niche. But I kind of found one with cooking, and graduating from college, usually, you move to a city and you get a real job and all this. Well, I moved to a beach town and started cooking. So I've always been a little different. it's working, and I'm enjoying it, so I can't complain. Yeah, when I learned how to cook, you're on a limited budget in college, and learning how to cook is like the coolest thing you could do. Because you can eat good and not spend all your money, and your friends are impressed. So,
and the chicks dig it too, don't they?
Okay, yeah.
Chicks dig it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a cheap date.
No doubt.
So that's when I started cooking, I thought I found my niche for sure, and I did. And it's just kind of serendipitous when I had a next door neighbor that was an old time barbecue guy. And old time, I mean, come from a school where, if you didn't build your own pit, you didn't barbecue. And, of course, everything you did was you made it. There's no such thing as bottled sauces. So it was a real kind of good education, I guess, grassroots. And he built me a cooker. We went to a scrapyard and got everything for 10 cents a pound and put this thing together. He never charged me for putting it together. My first cooker was, a gift. And so when I started cooking on that deal, I cooked on it every chance I got, and of course I had a day job or night job cooking, but still barbecue became a part of my soul in the early days, and I never could really turn away from it, I don't care.
Byron Chisholm is our guest. So was your getting into the competitive side of barbecue just a way to more or less promote and sell your rubs, or were you actually looking to win the competition first and then after getting awards, kind of parlaying that into being able to sell your rubs on your competition success?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I came out with a barbecue sauce, a baked beans, and then as just a spur, kind of off the cuff, a rub. I thought, well, I spent so much time, you know, trying to tweak out the beans because I was pressure canning them so I could actually sell them. And then I was pressure canning my sauce, selling it. Of course, all this is bootleg stuff. You know, I don't even know enough to know I'm not even legal or anything. But right. Hey, I was just following a groove, you know. And so I'm selling it at a couple of stores and out of my house and whatever. And everybody really is liking this stuff. And so then I thought, well, I might as well have a seasoning. And I said, that'd be easy. You know, I don't have to cook nothing. I don't have to pressurize anything or whatever. And I said, then I'll have a set. And so that was, but that's the thing that kind of took off. But to answer your question, I was thinking of different ways. Once I realized I kind of had something with the seasoning, it just seemed to have appeal. People like the name, and for whatever reason, I came on something that's kind of good on everything, you know, as an all-purpose, you know, basic seasoning that kind of made everything taste a little better. So anyway, I kind of thought, I started believing in that seasoning real quick and kind of ditched the other products. And I said, let's roll with this butt rub thing. And about that time, the internet came along, and so I thought, well, we'll get this thing on the market, you know, let's move this forward. Well, I started trying to figure out how I was going to reach my target market, and I knew that there were barbecue cook-offs all over the place, but of course, I was always working on the weekend. It just wasn't something I could do. But now I took a retreat from the professional world of cooking and was going to explore getting this thing on the market. So I may never forget, I found the first National Barbecue News, and I realized there was all these cook-offs, and I had no idea. And I was just floored that there was a whole culture out there that I happened to be akin to that I didn't even know about. You know, and so... So I started circling all the ones I could get to, you know, pulling out the Atlas and everything. And the first cook-offs I went to, I was strictly selling butt rub. I was cooking chicken wings and sampling to the public and, you know, hoping that they would want to buy some, take it home, and then reorder off the website. And I was trying, it wasn't just a sale in and of itself. I was trying to build awareness that, hey, this is available on the worldwide web. We got a 24-hour store.
Right.
And that was kind of my approach. And after about three or four or five cook-offs, I started studying the fact that the guys that are winning and get a lot of attention. And I remember Myron Mixon told me one time, we were at a contest, it was an MIM event, and he won it, of course. And he kind of whispered to me, says, you know, he says, if you're out there winning with that season, people would be paying more attention to you.
Right.
And I, you know, and I'd kind of already figured that out by then. So I started studying it, and for some reason, the MIM, I just couldn't see myself in that picture. But the first KCBS event I went to, I said, now I can relate to this. I mean, I got a couple of rusty cookers, I got a pop-up tent, and, you know, I can do this. I didn't need a big show, nothing, you know, and I didn't have a whole team. I didn't know that many people that could take off on the weekend.
Right.
You know, I was a solo act in the beginning just because everybody I knew was working on the weekend. So anyway, that's how I got started. So once I recognized that there were all these events out there, I thought, I'll try this out a little bit. And I underestimated the level of competitiveness. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, I've been to culinary school, and I've cooked professionally. I'm like, you know, I don't think it's right for me to go out there. And, man, I wouldn't do myself. You know, I did all right starting out. I mean, I was placing and everything, but it wasn't like I just walked in and started taking names. I mean, I realized that I had my work cut out for me.
Here's what you're saying. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, that's how it all started. And I think I found my ultimate groove in the fact that I could compete and help promote the product and also challenge myself to be better at what I'm doing. And fortunately, some of the exposure through the Food Network and other venues has really helped move the product forward. So I've been, you know, in hindsight, I was missing out on all the trade shows because I was out competing. But I thought, well, and I'm enjoying this, and the business is growing anyway, so I'm just going to keep riding this out. And then, fortunately, I've had some marketing bonuses because of it that I could not have banked on.
Here's what you say on your website. Quote, for the first time, the marketing studies, culinary training, and experience all made perfect sense, and I had a day job. Close quote. It's funny because a lot of folks in barbecue want to do barbecue in some form or fashion as their full-time gig, but they're unable to come up with something to replace their real job's income, you know, they're doing during the day. You're doing it. Why do you think it – why are you able to pull it off?
Well, you know, I have to say that, you know, I was just fortunate that I had the right product at the right time with the right name and that kind of thing. And I made my living from the general marketplace. You know, the fact that I'm out on the barbecue circuit, that's just where I choose to spend my time. And fortunately, I have some good people that, you know, that hold down the office and that, you know, meet our orders and take care of business, that where I can go out and be on the promotional end of the business. But I have to attribute the fact that I've just gotten lucky and, you know, somehow or another have created a product that has appeal. And there's a lot of serendipity in that. And it's just kind of, I don't know, everything fell in place so that this thing could be created. And people like it. And they tell their friends about it, and they tell their neighbors, and they're real excited about it, and they use it every time they cook. And that's how I've been able to make a living. The cook-offs, you know, that's helped me promote the product, but it's certainly not part of the business. I mean, I look at the prize money that I do win, it's just total bonus money. I'm banking on the whole thing being an expense. And, you know, and so whatever money comes, you know, I'll save it, and we do special things with it, and, you know. So that's it. Addressing the point you made, though, that a lot of people, and now things are starting to change. I'm noticing there are people up there that are a lot, their businesses are tied into competition barbecue, mm-hmm. more so now than ever, and I think that we'll continue to see that trend. I know Troy Black's a great example. He created this whole job for himself, went out and got sponsors, that he's like, hey, I'll put your product in front of so many people, and sold everybody on it, and he's got a tour. Now, you know, whether he wins or loses, he's exposing these, you know, he's putting people's product in front of people.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a real good example of what's going on now that we've never seen before, I don't think.
Byron Chisholm joining us on the Barbecue Central Show. Byron, you compete in a number of events every year. What would you like to see changed in order to have the sport as a whole continue to grow?
Well, that's a good question. You know, on the one hand, I really like the fact that it's kind of a down-home deal, and we all will do anything to help each other. And, yes, there's some prize money out there and all that, but it's a friendly, neighborly thing where, you can ask anyone and say, hey, I need this, I need that. And I just can't think of anybody that wouldn't give you something in reality that would help you beat them. And that's a precious thing. Now, it's dangerous to me to think that, you know, as the prize money gets bigger and that kind of thing, well, you know, all of a sudden people, you know, may not be willing to help you as much. And I don't know. I kind of like to see things. I'm not that excited about the change, to be honest with you. I'm enjoying the things the way they are. But the change is inevitable, and it's taking on a life of its own. And I think that just to kind of nurture that and let it roll. But when people start jumping in just because they want to see how much money they make, that's pretty scary. I don't like that. But inevitably, that we're going to see a little bit more of that all the time. And of course, if it ever gets to a point where, you know, I guess everybody would say the same thing. If you know, they get to a point where they don't enjoy it anymore, you know, they won't do it. I like things the way they are, and I don't know that it'll ever be, you know, a big sport. I mean, it's just not a spectator sport. Come on, it's not an exciting thing to watch somebody, you know, season their pork butt. No, I don't know. It's just not. It's not like, you know, you're sitting in the stands and you're watching this, you know, race or you're. I mean, it's worse than golf. So I don't know. I think the way that the last TV show they did there, the Barbecue Challenge on what was it? Outdoor Life Network? No.
Versus Network,
Versus,
right?
Yeah. The way they did that, I mean, they took, you know, 48 hours of film and edited down to 20 minutes. Well, you know, now you can create a little excitement, but it's going to be on film. So we'll see. I think that would have a niche down the road. I'd like to see the TV aspect of it continue, and I think there is a niche for that. But as far as people showing up at cook-offs, man, you're talking about a boring thing to do. And, of course, the cooks, they're focused on their cooking. You know, they don't want to talk to nobody.
Right.
You know, so.
Byron, I have a couple more questions to ask you. Can you hang through the break, and we'll bring
Absolutely.
You back up?
Sure.
All right, we're talking with Byron Chisholm from ButtRub.com. Hang with me through the break here. We'll be back to finish just a couple more questions with him. This is the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back, because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the truck of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
This is Jim Minion from Two Loose Screws. I'm listening to Barbecue Central.
Get on the phone and in the smoke. 216-220-0966. BBS Talk Radio.
All right, back at it. Barbecue Central Radio on BBSTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Greg Rempe, and we are continuing our conversation. First competition barbecuer to carry now into his second segment, Byron. I just want to ask you a few more questions about barbecue in general. Fuel prices are always mentioned now on the news due to the fact that they're continually rising in price. How do you think this is going to affect attendance at competitions in general, and will it affect the number of competitions you plan to attend this year?
Oh, so far, as far as for me, if I'm already spending $1,000 a contest, what's $1,150? Or, I don't know. I can squeeze it in. So at this point, it really hasn't affected me. Now, I might really kind of think about my efficiency of traveling and not, be more in terms of when I stay on the road, I kind of, leave the rig here and, sort of zigzagging around. I might rethink that, but for this year, I'm planning on attending all the events that I had planned on, and it's just taking another hit. I fortunately, I mean, I'm not running that tight a budget, but I can see where, I mean, it costs a lot to do this, and if someone is in a position where it's like, you know, I'm really barely in a position to afford to do this at all, and then they get hit with another, you know, with more expenses, you know, I could see where we will see less. I would think that we will see, you know, a lowering of attendance. You know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, people just stay closer to home. And the thing is, there's more new cook-offs, and there's, I don't know. In general, I can see it slowing things down a little bit. At the same time, it's a growing sport, so we'll see if it actually reverses the trend or not.
Now, you're based out of Florida, more in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
And you, it seems that you're only competing in KCBS. You have another sanctioning body right there in your home state, the Florida Barbecue Association. Do you not compete in the FBA at all?
Well, the thing is, that when they started that, I kind of already had my circuit such that I was going, you know, up north and out west and all over. And I started out in Florida in January, and then in March we got Mobile and Hammond. And by April it was Tennessee and North Carolina. I've been doing that for a number of years before that circuit started, and most of the original contests were down in Central Florida, mm-hmm. which is just as far away from me as, like, Tennessee, or, you know. So, you know, it just wasn't really created for me, really. And then, of course, as it got bigger and I got more contests, well, you know, I'm looking at, you know, points and everything. And, the KCBS has been real good to me. And I just didn't really have the same motive to go to a closer contest just because it was sanctioned by them as to stay on my circuit that I've been going to. And I'd like to add, too, the last 2 years I've been based out of Tennessee from April to November, mm-hmm. got a piece of property up there with a big barn, and it's got a living quarter, so it's home away from home from April to November. So, you know, yes, I my company's based out of Florida, and my permanent home is in Florida, but from April to November, I'm in Tennessee more than I am in Florida.
Gotcha.
So it just really wasn't a deal for me, but they're doing good with the organization. It's growing and getting a lot of people in the barbecue, you know. The only thing that, you know, if every region broke off and did their own sanctioning body, we wouldn't have a national organization. So I'm careful to endorse, you know, encourage people. I like going across country and cooking in a contest where I know the sanctioning body and I know it's going to be judged fairly and I know it's going to be officiated fairly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said for a strong national body, and that's what I really support.
Byron Chisholm is my guest. Another thing I wanted to talk on tonight, we kind of corresponded about this a little bit, is the fact that competition cooking classes seem to have become very popular these days. A lot of big names are putting these on. They're guys that are winning right now. You don't. You win a lot. Why not?
Well, I got a job. I'm all for free market business. You know, it's people, there's a supply and demand for the classes that you know, some of the instructors are teaching here. I went to Johnny and Rod's class myself. It was in February, and then everybody else was going, and I went. You know, Johnny's beaten me so many times, I kind of wanted to see what the hell was going on over there.
Right.
So, you know, it hadn't really changed me personally. Win or lose, it's very important for me to cook with my own method, my own recipes. That's just me. Now, everybody's got their own thing, and I think they just want to get better at what they're doing. I'd like to see some classes being a little bit more aggressive toward teaching people to the bigger picture. You know, let's learn the broad. Let's kind of take a broader education, and so that you can create your own soft and seasoning rub. Not just here's my method, go do it. You know, I don't. If you're a student and that's good for you, and you learn how to do, you know, Johnny Triggs ribs, and you're winning with that, and if you're happy with that, that's cool. But that wouldn't be cool with me. I mean, I've got to learn how to do it my own way. So if you had more schools out there teaching you, like Paul Kirk's class. I mean, he does a real fundamental class. I know Ed Royce used to have a real fundamental class where it would teach people to do their own thing. And I think, you know, the old saying, give someone a fish, they eat for a day. When you teach them how to fish, they eat for a lifetime. And I would just kind of like to see that someone taking the ball on that approach. But I don't have anything against what these guys are doing because, hey, it's a free market economy, and they're helping make themselves a living doing that. So, you know, good for them. I don't have a problem with it, really.
So as far as the broader approach that you're talking about, is that more teaching these guys how to keep temperatures in certain variations and how to give bases to make sauces and rubs to make stuff their own? Or, I mean, what in specific do you mean by, you know, in a general
sense?
Yeah,
well, you know, like I said, you know, I think Paul Kirk was the original instructor out there, and to this day, he still has a real fundamental class where he'll put on chalkboard every ingredient that you could probably think of to put in a rub, and, you know, and every ingredient you could think of to put in a sauce, and tries to get people thinking about balance and things like that, and so you can create your own things like that. But there's so many good commercial products that, you know, creating your own sauce and rub is, it's not necessary anymore, you know. And of course, I'm making a lot. We have a lot of sales that go to people that compete. So I'm right. You know, but I still think though that the more you learn about cooking in general, and the more you learn about barbecuing specifically, then you can kind of find your own niche, without just saying, okay, but I think most of the students that go to classes will say, well, you know, that's influenced me, but I still got my own way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a time where I would like to teach, and when I do, what I would like to do is teach a little bit more of depth of, you know, cooking in general, so that people can think outside the box and create their own things. And I think the real satisfaction of finding your own recipe and finding your own method and winning with it, man, there's nothing better than that.
Byron Chisholm is the pitmaster of the Butt Rub Barbecue Competition cooking team and the purveyor of Butt Rub Barbecue Rubs. Check out buttrub.com for ordering info and to see if perhaps a local store in your area has Butt Rub. And you're definitely all over the country as far as, you know, having local stores in your area cover Butt Rub too. So, Byron, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk with me tonight. Especially appreciate you hanging through the second set of commercial breaks to continue out with me. So let's do it again soon, and continued success. Let's do it again soon.
Great show, and thank you for having me on.
All right, Byron. Take care.
All right, take care.
Byron Chisholm, if you need him. That was great. A lot of insight there. And this guy really has been a major player in the Kansas City Barbecue Society end of things on his website, I think it was 10 years. So he's been second runner-up for Team of the Year. He's had a number of top 10 finishes as far as individual segments for the end of the year in Kansas City Barbecue Society as well. So he definitely knows what he's doing. A guy that has certain views on what he thinks should be happening in the world of barbecue, and definitely straightforward with his answers. So more than anything, I love to interview people that have a certain way of looking at things, a certain idea about how things should be done, and aren't just going to mug for the proverbial microphone and be a mouthpiece for a national body. He's a guy that's entrenched with KCBS, does recognize the fact that FBA is growing, but has ties with the KCBS, and will continue to more or less endorse them versus some of the other places. And there's other sanctioning bodies out there that I will ultimately interview here over the course of the radio program, South Carolina Barbecue Association. At some point soon, I hope to have Kevin Bevington from the Florida Barbecue Association on, the Memphis in May, which I believe now is the Memphis Barbecue Network. I hope to have them on too. So at least you'll get an idea of how all the other sanctioning bodies work and how their rules are enforced and so on. So just a little bit of upcoming stuff. And once again, thanks to Byron Chisholm for joining me tonight. I think that's going to do it for tonight's show, everybody. No, you're cute. No, redundant. I know there was no episode of Know Your Cue tonight. This was our week off. Next week, Know Your Cue will make its triumphant return. Hope to have, as Byron mentioned, Johnny Trigg on the phone perhaps next week. That guy is a guy who has won everything, including the Jack Daniels World Championship twice. Thanks to Byron Chisholm for joining me tonight from buttrub.com. Again, check out his website, buttrub.com, for all the info on his competition experience and to order his brand of rubs. Thanks to Dan, first segment, for calling in, I think. Again, look for Johnny Trigg, also chasing Billy Bones as well for next week. Thanks to the Barbecue Central crew, sound engineer Sam Hassan sitting in his house. in South Central Los Angeles. I was your phone slap. I was your show producer. And, of course, I am your program host, Greg Rempe. Stay tuned for Broad Topics coming up after me at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Laura, Joan, Marnie, and Kelly. Four broads, a bottle of Cabernet, and a whole bunch of good time. That's what I'm talking about. Don't forget to check out all of the programming we have here on BBS Talk Radio. Definitely something for everyone. We'll see you back here next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Barbecue Central Show, this is your program host, Greg Rempe, saying so long, everybody.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Minder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Hey, smell my pits. Yeah, come on, smell my pits. You know why they smell so good? Because I use D-Dog's barbecue rubs in my barbecue pits. D-Dog's award-winning championship rubs are available online at ddogsbbq.com. Try the original, the apple, or the maple. But there's more. D-Dog's now has sauces. D-Dog's Barbecue is now proud to offer cranberry chipotle sauce, D-Dog's chicken wing sauce, and steak sauce, too. And you can get them online at ddogsbbq.com. Keep checking back, because D-Dog's is always bringing in new products with new sauces and new rubs coming soon. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces, championship award-winning. Shop online at ddogsbbq.com. That's ddogsbbq.com.